Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Before you know it, tears because you are tired. But the book of Psalms says God catches our tears in his bottle. God has a bottle where he stores our tears. It's in the Bible. Please get me that scripture. Some people don't believe me. There's a bottle that God likes bottles. He collects, you know, like those malams that collect. He likes bottles. He just gathers them and say, put your name. Test specimen A, specimen. And every time you add to, you couldn't hold yourself. You just open the bottle. You'll be crying inside. Hallelujah. Sincerely, we all have testimonies today. So I'm going to read just one verse. I have my message from Luke chapter 2. But I'm not sure. I think today I just allow everybody to go. But let me ask Pastor Omi to share a testimony before I... Please let me celebrate our dear sister.
Praise the Lord. I think I'm just led by the Spirit of the Lord to share this. I think I'm just led by the Spirit of the Lord to share this testimony. And you can have your seat. I remember last year, March, during my birthday, I sat back, I wrote a number of things, and by myself, I concluded and I told God, I said, God, all of these things I've written are not things I can achieve within the next 2 years. I would have loved to have all of these things before I'm 40. I'm not 40. But I was telling God last year, I said, I would have loved to have all of these things before I'm 40. I said, but looking at it, they are not achievable within 2 years. And I closed the case. I actually wept over these matters. I didn't know that God heard. And between March and December, 9 months, everything that I thought was not possible and which normally should not be possible. And I mean it. And there were things I didn't struggle for. There were things people came to meet me to say, do you want? And at a point, I was confused. At a point, I didn't know what to do. But I just realized while I was preparing for my birthday this year that God actually heard when I cried and closed my books. I didn't pray. But God saw the sincerity in my heart and everything that I told myself was not possible to get in 2 years, God made happen in 6 months. I'm just sharing this testimony to say that of the truth, our God is a God of favor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God is able to do just what it says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you.
Hey!
He's able.
Hold it. Hold it. Sometimes when you are in a service like this, you have to be sensitive to know the kind of angels that are in the church. I perceive with the flow of the service, from the first service, how the Lord began to restore our hearts and minister to us personally, that there are angels of good news here. Now, it's okay. I'm just giving you an information. The angels of good news are not just informants. There are angels with capacity to change the atmosphere with the kind of information they bring to you. I know what my wife is talking about. I know that Jesus can change your life in one day. I know. That you won't apply, but you will resume the next day. Then you will now... Man of God, sir. My wife got a job that she didn't apply for. It was when she resumed, they said, you are right something. Meanwhile, 100 people have applied. They didn't call them. 100 people who saw the thing applied. They didn't talk to them. Somebody was doing her own. They said, you did the interview. After they said, hey, it's like I'm not reading something. Oh, yeah, just write. Put it in the file. That's all. And gave her a brand new car. You understand? So you may think you are too young to be favored. But favor is not determined by you. It is determined by the person giving it. And God gives according to his own level. Not yours. You came to Lagos to do masters. You got a job. And there are people in this Lagos who have not been able to get a Lagos state job. And they are in this Lagos shouting fire and brimstone. And you are not even from Lagos state. The door of favor is open. Oh. I said the door of favor is open over you. There are some of you have labored in people's lives. You have done so many wonderful things and you are forgotten. Listen. Start counting from today. They will start calling you. You did your goodwill out of a pure heart. And every act of goodwill is a seed that has been sown. And it must germinate. Part of the goodwill I benefit from today is the things my father did. It was as though he knew he wouldn't live long. Carry all the money of the house, give outsiders. The thing almost broke the family into two. If you see me wearing a good clothes, it's for my mother. My dad doesn't have clothes in his budget. It's not part of his business. He doesn't care. It was as if he knew something will happen to him and we will need helpers from outside. It's as if he knew. Those are the people that rose up. Let me guarantee. People rose up. You think your seed is about you? It's about your children. Your seed is not about you. If you put an avocado pear in the ground, when you die, that seed would have become a tree. It will continue to feed everybody in that family. The same thing with a plantain sucker. The principle of the seed is extremely powerful. It outlives you. No seed dies. No real seed dies. No real seed dies. Your seed of honor, it does not die. Your seed of your sacrifice, your labor in the Lord, it does not die. Why would God go all the way to restore somebody that has fallen? Because the seed is, say, Baba, this person made a mistake. But look at the history. You want to allow this one to go? No, you go call, you go bring her and come back. I was listening to my sister's testimony where she said she wanted to go back into the world. And God does some things, not because of you, but for his mercy's sake. Oh, we are in a season of good news. I am in a season of good news. Today, hope is restored.
Hallelujah!
With evident signs. People will ask you, Sesu, what kind of God are you serving?
Hallelujah.
They will ask you because there will be the nations that surround Israel will be terrified.
Amen.
What is this? Can a nation be born in one day? Dangerous signs. Evident, undeniable testimonies. The way your life and your family was invaded, the way the enemy invaded, will be the last time we have that kind of access.
Amen.
In John chapter 17 and verse 1. Quickly. John chapter 17 and verse 1. Somebody is going to soar. As soon as we leave this, we are going to soar. Your certificate will not mean anything beside God's favor in your life. Your certificate is good though. But beside God's favor, when God wants to favor you, he brings men into your life. That's what you experience. She didn't need to know you. But the heaven said, favor him. That's all. The same way you can walk into Lekki tomorrow, you come back with a car. Because Baba said, give my son needs a car, give him. He doesn't know how to drive, but just give him. Somebody you did something for. Somewhere, so ah, man of God, 500,000. To now explain to people how the money came. They would think you did something. But it's the seed of favor. The scriptures in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the morning sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. Ha! Others will go to bed. You keep sowing. One day, there will be a convergence. Oh! Brother David, the Lord spoke to me concerning you as we were worshiping. He said, I should tell your wife. He said, joy has come because it is morning. Say, joy comes in the morning. Say, it is morning. Say, joy has come. Hallelujah. Say, joy has come. Joy has come. Joy is not happiness. Joy, you can't control yourself. It is a spirit. It possesses you. Even when you want to behave like nothing happened, you can't hide it. Ah, they say, brother Theophilus, why are you so happy? He say, you don't understand. You don't understand. If I tell you, you can't understand. Even if I tell you, you can't understand. You are saying it and you are just laughing. They just leave you because you've been saying that for the last 10 minutes and you still didn't say what the thing was. Oh, the sound and the rivers of joy.
Hallelujah.
Flowing like a mighty ocean. Oh, I'm relieved. I'm relieved. Ah. Because of God's love and God's mercy for us, ah, I'm relieved. That I don't have to apply to talk to my father. I'm relieved. I know you are important, but I don't have to apply to him. I just walk in. Oh. How I wish you know what he went to the cross for. How I wish you know what he went to the cross for. Is to restore his sons. They can come in. You are not in the level of angels. The access you have, angels don't have it. They will cover their eyes when they go into the throne. You walk in with boldness. They can't try. They will lose their job. Come on, say I'm favored. Come on, declare I'm blessed. The river of joy in my life, in my soul. Overwhelming me, opening doors, opening new opportunities. John chapter 17, I read just one verse. Jesus said, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Come on, declare the hour has come. The hour has what? We waited for it. He said, but now. It has come. Jesus didn't make this statement before. Because by the time you leave this meeting today and things start happening and you cannot control. He said the hour has come. This is the time the heavens have declared to be your moment. He said the hour has come. I've waited for this for 3 years. He said, but now the timing and the hour. It's not even like a day. Is the hour. He said, the hour has come. What is that hour? Glorify thy son. Glorify thy son. That your son also may glorify you. There's a sense in which when the hour is just about to come, you go to the Lord in worship. You go to the Lord in praise. And you magnify him and you honor him. But when your time comes, it is God that says, my son is here. Say, glorify your son so that your son may also glorify you. Give me the glory that I once shared with you before the foundations of the world. The doorway to your next season is not coming, it's here now. Is here now. For the Lord shall go forth before his army with a shout.
with a shout. Is going forth before you with a shout. Do you know what it means when the Lord marches before you with a shout? Listen. Listen. Sometimes you need to imagine this thing to understand what God is saying. That God has been silent for so long on your matter. You prayed, you fasted, you did vigil, you did, and God never said a word. And the day he stood up, it was his shout that woke everybody up. And you didn't have to say any other thing. The Lord came out and started shouting. And when God is shouting, the whole of heaven is shouting. Nobody will keep quiet. When God leads the battle and says, who are the ones who said my daughter will not pass? This is the hour. The Lord has gone forth with a shout. The Lord has gone forth with a shout. The chariots have moved on their imposition. The Lord has gone forth with a shout. With a shout. With a shout. With a shout. The Lord has gone forth with a shout. Le katabara katabani katasa. Listen. There was a battle. When Samuel was the judge of Israel, it seemed that that battle was already a disaster. Until when Samuel got there. And the enemies, the Philistines, of the soul of Israel, before one man without a sword, were wasted. It was not the first time. There was a man before then, his name was Moses. Moses goes to battles without sword, only his hands. Scripture says, let the lifting of my hands be as the evening sacrifice. When Moses sees the battle coming close to him, he enters into worship. He enters, the Bible says these things were documented in scriptures for us. So that when you are pressed and it seems the enemy has got into a corner, if you still have your hands, begin to magnify him. Moses got into the battleground and he just told his guys, hold my hand. And as long as his worship and his sacrifice of praise continued to rise, God was killing, God was dismantling, God was setting at liberty, God was bringing destinies out, God was starting afresh with people. God, oh my God, the day his hand became tired, people started dying. The day your worship, the day the fire on the altar of your worship begins to go down because you say you are too busy. Because you said you are in traffic and all of a sudden you can't lift up your hands in worship. The day you begin to think, oh, thank God for the doctor. Thank God for that nurse. The day you begin to have a reason that you think everybody will understand, you start losing the battle. Because the hour is now. The hour is now. What God is giving you is a full restoration. It's a full package. Full restoration. You are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost to the overflowing. Come on, declare full measure. Declare full measure of the Spirit. If Jesus said there was a now season, if the time was now, then it also means there's a calendar in the heavens where you become ripe for certain things that God is willing to pay for. God is willing to pay for. Oh. Tell your neighbor full measure. Something is happening. Something is happening here. It's a full measure. Look, let me tell you what I'm saying. No, 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 no. I just say what this one I walk away. No. I saw the angels of the Lord coming. Do you remember the way they used to farm in those Bible days? Where if you have barley, there's barley. I think there's a particular crop, barley. That's what I saw. And I saw them stack. I don't know what this thing looks like, but I saw them stacking it. They will pull a few of them together, a bunch of them, stack it, and they started dragging it in through the door. That's what I saw. They, like angelic, the harvesters, the angels that are known as the harvesters, the one to whom God said, wait till the time of the harvest. I saw them walking, and they began to drag in bunches of barley. Quite a bunch coming in. Quite a bunch. Listen, the hour is now. Don't look at tomorrow. What you have been waiting for is now. Whatever you see tomorrow is a result of what God did today. He said, for I am the God that raises a slave to become a prince. I raise a slave, he becomes a prince. They call him a son of the land. He becomes a prince. Oh, that we might experience this reality. That out of this place you will raise kings, princes, royalty from men that have been pushed to the floor, from men that have been rejected, from men that have been silenced. Oh, that you will find us the way you found Joseph. Royalty. Oh, something is happening here. Something is happening here. Now I got to. Oh God. No, 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 no. Something is happening here. Now I'm seeing in the spirit, and I'm seeing, I don't know how to describe this, I'm in a fashion house. Now, like in this place is a fashion house. And I saw another set of angels coming in with new robes. They were already hung on something like a wooden. They came with lots of them, and I'm seeing purple, I'm seeing red, I'm seeing brown, I'm seeing something. I'm seeing something like golden brown, and they are just rolling it in. The thing has tires, and it's just rolling it in. So there's a change of garment somewhere. Listen. People, we are called you depending on how they perceive your dressing. I am telling you today, there is a change of garment. Because the hour has come. I said the hour has come. The hour has come. The hour has come. The hour has come. Oh my God, the hour has come. I saw a particular family here. And I saw the Lord stretch his mighty hand. And he stretched out his hand into the space. And a foul spirit came out. And on that spirit was written poverty. And the Lord didn't say anything. He just strangled. He strangled that spirit. The spirit could not talk. He strangled it. Poverty is gone. Having to depend on your salary is gone. Maybe you don't understand what poverty is. Having the resources of heaven at your beck and call, that's prosperity, not salary. Not salary. When you know that even if you have a problem, if you can find a place to kneel down and pray, you will get a speedy response compared to bank balance. Jesus. be afraid. It's a new day. Don't be afraid. It's a new day. Don't be afraid. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a day of visitation upon families. Oh. Jesus. Wow. Wow. I'm alone, Rochelle. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow. The Lord says it's a new day. He says it's a new day. Say that day has come. Wow. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Come on, lift up your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. Let's worship Him and thank Him. Because what we need is a new day.
For the hour is now.
Wow. Wow.
It is the shout of the King. Hear the shout of the Lord.
Listen, hold it. The Lord said, something similar to what he did for my wife, he wants to do for somebody else. This is a blank check. The check doesn't have anybody's name yet. So it's your response. It's your response. I said it's your response. 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 It's a blank check.
The hour is now.
Wow.
Our King is here.
Say it the way you know it.
Okay, so I was back there with Pastor Obi. Then I advanced here. I thought Pastor, as he was closing his Bible, I thought he was going to say, come, take announcements. I wanted to tell Pastor Kenny, now, okay, hold on. I'll be coming up. Basically, what the Lord is saying is that there's a blank check. There is a blank check. So everybody in this service, blank check. I told Pastor Obi before Pastor mentioned that word. Then Pastor said blank check. So the Lord said, feel, whatever it is. I mean, to the minutest detail, feel. There's a blank check. There is a blank check. Whatever it is, name it, put voice to it. Don't just think about it in your head. Put voice to it. Lord, I want, if it's a baby, a car, a house, your house rent, whatever it is, there's a blank check the Lord is tendering before us.
Can we take 1 minute to pray personal or a private, what we call private prayer? Can you pray for yourself and specifically bring your request before the Lord in 1 minute? Bring your request before the Lord. Wherever you are sitting, ask the Lord for something only God can do. Don't ask Him according to your level. Ask Him for what God can do. Now listen, there are certain crops that only grow in certain locations because of the atmospheres that are around such locations.
Listen. Be specific. The check is not yours, it's God's. The check is not... Nobody's asking you what you have in your account. This check has God's name on it. Ask. It's not every day you get a Kairos moment. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. God is the one paying. Ask. Ask. Don't be afraid. Ask. If he did it for my wife, he'll do it for you. He'll do much more for you. Testimonies everywhere.
There is only one name.
There is only one name, Jesus.
There is only one name. There is only one name. Power to save. Oh, power to save.
Hold it. I don't know why the Lord is saying it this way, specifically for you. The Lord says, I should tell you, you will not die young, and that he will make you wealthy. I'm talking about you. In the name of Jesus, be blessed! Be blessed! Be blessed! Live in the blessing. Dwell in the blessing. Pari makaso talia. Power. Like Abraham, be blessed. Like Isaac, be blessed. Rule in the midst of your enemies. For you will be great until you become very great. In the name of Jesus. Comes in the name of Jesus. Hey. I was looking inside a bank account details. And I'm talking about the future. And I looked into that account. The figures were moving till they hit 500 million. Hold on. Hold on. I'm not joking. The Lord said, because of the day of adversity, I have raised my son. He said, because of the day of adversity, because of the day of trouble, I have raised my son. Listen, the Lord said, whosoever blesses you will be blessed. And that you are immune to curses. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, be blessed! Be blessed! Be blessed with the blessing of the Lord. Prosper. In the will of God. Messiah, come. The Lord, I saw the Lord. Now, this one is... David, please come and stand here. This is a trap. Now, I've never seen this before. I saw the Lord open your head and expand... Uh, I will try and describe. I saw the Lord open your head from the middle, then brought out your brain, expanded it. The ones by the side here, they became extremely bigger. So they could not cover it again. Then the Lord began to speak about your creative side. Listen. The Lord began to speak about gaining the audience of nations you have never been to. Listen to me. He began to speak about a level of creativity that will only come to you when you hold your pen or you are in front of your computer. The thing will just begin to flow. If you are not in front of that computer, you will not sense anything. But once you sit down and like, I want to write, it's like the brain will come out of the head and become extremely expanded with unusual anointing for creativity. He said, and the things that will come out of your fingers, the products that will come out of your hands in those seasons will later beckon to nations. Nations that you have not gone to, the thing will go there first, and people will know your name before they meet you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, be blessed! Be blessed! Be blessed! Get up. The hour is now. No family represented here. We go back to the same thing they left at home. The brightness of the Lord in your home. The joy of the Lord in your home. Oh, you will not live. You will not try to be the husband of your wife because of love. It will be agape. It will be agape. The joy of the Lord. The love of God. You are trying to love your wife by force. You don't need it. Just get agape. You'll be fine. Wow. Say, for the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. It does not add sorrow to it. That's what God is giving to you. That's what He has given. He said, because the hour is now. Glorify your Son, that He may glorify you. The atmosphere has changed. Let's bless Him. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come down.
Do we have one grateful person here?